Hi, did you know that Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, allegedly lost her virginity right on her mother's grave? That is the ultimate goth girl thing to do. Like she was just like, she was goth before goth was even a thing. I mean, that was crazy. When I heard about that, I was like, wow. I was like, I did not know this. And also, it's kind of cool that she wrote Frankenstein. I mean, I had no idea that she wrote it. And she's pretty interesting. So I thought that that was really cool. And I thought that you guys might want to know that. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast. And I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So this first band, they're from Montreal. And I had them on the show before. C-I-D-B. So they're a moshcore band. And I love this song. They have a release that's coming out in December, and the song that they provided me is called Restless Souls. And this music really fucks hard. It's so good. It's awesome. And I checked out all the other songs that they provided me too. They just have it. They it's moshcore, it's everything, and I'm sure their live shows are fucking tremendous too. Kind of makes me want to go to Canada right the fuck now, even though I can't right now, but I do. So check it out. Oh, this song is awesome. It's called Restless Souls by CIDB. So that was Restless Souls by CIDB. And this next band, I've also had them on the show before, Mitch Kramer. And this song is called Wear White. Completely different than anything I've received from them before. I like that it's slow and then it just builds up. It just builds up into something and then it turns trippy kind of. It's like unexpected and I like that so much. So they have a release that's coming out soon, a 7-inch, so definitely pick it up. It's going to be awesome. And this song is called Wear White. And also follow Mitch Kramer. They have Instagram, they have Bandcamp, new releases, so they're awesome. Wear White by Mitch Kramer.
Thank you.
That was Wear White by Mitch Kramer. And this next band, they're from Colorado Springs, Colorado. They're called The Vultures. And the song is a self-titled song called Vultures. And they're definitely reminiscent of 90s West Coast punk. I love that. I think it's really, really cool. It's super, it's super catchy, too. Like, they have, like, different harmonics when they sing and all that stuff. You know, actually having notes, which a lot of punks don't do that. But it's awesome that they can. So check it out. They have music out everywhere. So this is Vultures by The Vultures.
Why it matters, and where we go from here. On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. None of this will be seen. There is no justification.
So that was Vultures by The Vultures, and that background sound, because I am outside again. It's some piece of shit car that will not stop running. Somebody needs to get their fucking car fixed. I'm in a parking lot at my job, and you hear that, eee! Sorry about that, can't edit it out. Even though I could go inside and record, but that is not how I do this show. I just randomly record. I'm outside doing my thing, walking and, you know, enjoying the day. So if you hear some background shit, not sorry about it. But this next band, to get back to the music, they're from the West Midlands. I've had them on my show before. They're Supersonic Fuzz Gun, and they have a new release that's coming out in November, and they're releasing some new music, and this song is called Mad Girls Love Song. and it's an awesome song. And I mean, I can be mad, but you know, I'm mad emotional wise and mad mental wise, so yeah, why not? I guess this song is about me. Oh wait, did they write this song about me? Oh well, if they did, that's awesome. It's an awesome song. Check it out. They're on Bandcamp, Instagram, just like all these other bands are, because you should be. And they're playing shows called Supersonic Fuzz Gun, and the song is called Mad Girls Love Song.
This is not Mad Girls Love Song title.
So that was Supersonic Fuzz Gun, and that song was Mad Girls Love Song, and the last band. We're at the last band of the episode. And they're also another band from United Kingdom, Manchester, United Kingdom to be exact, and they're called the FOD Band. And this song is called Metal Dog. It's from their EP, Don't Argue, and it's lo-fi. It's awesome. I figure why not end it in a lo-fi note? It's awesome. Like, so check them out. They have a bunch of stuff that's being released. Well, they have prior releases, and now they have this one coming up. And I like the name of the song, Metal Dog. I never heard of that before, so that's kind of like when they sent me the song, that song drew to me because of the title. And it's an awesome song to end the show with. So I figured, why not? Let's end it with Metal Dog. That's kind of cool. Anyways, they're an awesome band. Feel free to follow them on Bandcamp and Instagram. And also, thank you for listening to the show, listening to the episodes, spreading the word, and also for the bands that send me their music. And, you know, it's been really cool. And, yeah, let's do this again next week. Same time, same place. So check it out. So this is the Fods Band with Metal Dog and Brought Out.